Namaste. I'm Alex, and I have created this podcast featuring a gentle yoga practice for lower back care. The sequence is approximately 20 minutes and designed for you to enjoy in the comforts of your home or office. To prepare, you'll need enough space to accommodate your yoga mat. And ideally, the space is free of excess clutter and any potential distractions. Once you lay your yoga mat out, ease onto your back and begin to hug your legs into your chest and slowly rock side to side. And as you begin to rock your legs, gently rock your neck and head in the opposite direction of your legs. And allow this to be a very slow movement so you can give the base of your skull and the base of your spine a little massage and a chance to settle down. Begin to slow down your rocking and set your feet on your mat. Knees will be bent. And then walk your feet to the outer edges of your mat and bring your inner thighs and your inner knees together. Shift and extend your arms out to the side in a T shape with your palms directed upward. And take care that your chin is lower than the bridge of your nose. And close your eyes. And inhale deeply through your nostrils. And exhale slowly through your mouth. A couple more times, inhaling through your nostrils. And a slow, complete exhale through your mouth. And with each passing exhale breath, begin to settle down and relax into the support of the floor underneath you. After your next complete exhale breath through your mouth, resume breathing through your nostrils. And we'll pause here for 5 to 6 additional breath cycles. And this is a wonderful way to broaden your lower back. And so for those of you that feel any kind of lower back compression or spend a lot of time seated for many hours throughout the day, throughout the week, this can be a nice way to open up the lower back and relieve some of the tension that typically gathers there. With each passing breath cycle, make an effort to slow your mind down. And keep your belly relaxed. And begin to bring your full attention to each passing breath with a gentle rise and fall of your belly and your chest. As you connect with your next inhale breath, slowly shift and bring your arms all the way up overhead so the back of your hands are touching the floor above your head. And as you exhale, rock your feet and legs to the right. You don't need to move your feet at all, just rock them over to the right and pause here. And with your inhale breath, shift here to a neutral position. And with your exhale breath, rock your feet, rock your legs over to the left. And pause for a couple of breath cycles. And then continue, inhale, lifting your legs to a neutral position. Exhale, rock your feet and legs to the right. And inhale, lift your legs to a neutral position. Exhale breath, rock your feet and legs to the left. And repeat this several times and try to be as slow with the movement as possible, allowing your breath to really deepen and expand. Rocking your feet and legs over to the left with your inhale, return to a neutral position. And slowly, with your exhale breath, lower your arms down by your side. And then shift and bring your legs, your knees and legs apart now so they're hip distance. Lower and extend your left leg and hug your right leg into your chest. You can interlace your fingers right around where your knee's at or slightly below your knee. Keeping both of your feet and your ankles flexed and active, continue with your exhale breath to draw your right thigh and knee a little closer to your chest, moving into Apanasana. And pause here for a few additional breath cycles. And Apanasana has many benefits, one being it helps to open up the lower back. And this is also one of the asanas for digestive support. Giving your internal organs here on the right side, your ascending colon and your liver, a little bit of a squeeze and massage. And as you exhale, slowly lower and extend your right leg. Rest your arms down by your side, palms face down. And with your inhale, reach and extend your arms all the way up overhead. Once again, so the back of your hands are touching the floor above your head. And with your exhale breath, lower your arms, lift your left leg up, bend your knee, and hug your left leg into your chest. Apanasana on the other side. Similar emphasis here, continue to keep your ankles and your feet flexed. Work with your upper body strength to draw your left thigh a little closer into your chest and settle here for several breath cycles. And here on the left side, you begin to give your descending colon and your stomach and spleen a little massage while you're simultaneously creating a little more space in through your lower back, the left side of your lower back. And slowly release, lower and extend your left leg. Inhale, breath, reach and extend both arms all the way up overhead. And as you exhale, lift and lower your arms, placing them down by your side, and then bend your knees. Rest your feet on your mat, feet and legs hip distance apart, and now bring your hands to your hip bones. We're going to be gently rocking the pelvis forward and back so we can give the sacrum and the lower lumbar spine a little massage. And with your inhale breath, begin to rock your hips towards your thighs. And pause here and you'll begin to notice that you create a little more space between your lower lumbar spine and your mat. And with your next exhale breath, begin to rock your hips towards your chest. Rocking the pelvis back, and you'll notice that you reduce the amount of space between your lower lumbar spine and your mat. And then continue so it will flow with your breath. Inhale, rock your hips towards your thighs. Exhale, breath, and rock your hips back towards your chest. Get a nice rhythm going so your breath and the rocking of your pelvis become synchronized. And continue with this for 6 to 10 additional rounds. Taking care that your upper body remains relaxed, especially through your shoulders, your face, and back and through your jaw. And with your final round, pause, arrive to a neutral position. Keep your hands to your hips or lower your arms, your hands down by your side, whichever you prefer. And just pause here for a couple of breaths to notice any shifts, any changes in through your lower back. And then begin to extend one leg at a time. And once again, keeping your arms down by your side, we'll begin to move very slowly with the breath. As you inhale, reach and extend both arms all the way up overhead. So the back of your hands touch the floor above your head. And as you exhale, begin to lower your arms, lift your legs, and bend your knees. Inhale, breath, reach your arms all the way up overhead as you begin to straighten and lower your legs. Exhale, breath, lower your arms, lift your legs, bend your knees, and draw your legs, your thighs towards your chest. Inhale, lower and extend your legs as you reach your arms all the way up overhead. Exhale, breath, lower your arms, lift your legs, bend your knees, and glide your thighs towards your chest. So once again, do your best to establish a nice rhythm where the breath and the movement become one. Inhale, the legs are lowered and extended as your arms reach all the way up overhead. Exhale, breath, lift your legs, bend your knees, and lower your arms down by your side. And repeat this for anywhere between 6 to 10 rounds, and taking your time with the movement. With your final repetition, slowly shift and lower and extend your legs and rest your arms down by your side. And once again, take a brief moment here, and pausing to feel. And here on your back with your legs lowered and extended, we'll just begin to simply move the arms combined with the breath. As you inhale, reach and extend your arms all the way up overhead. And as you exhale, lower your arms down. And continue with this movement for 6 to 10 repetitions. Begin to notice the relationship between your spinal curvatures and the floor. On inhale, notice if your lumbar spine arches higher from the floor. Notice how far you can extend your arms overhead and how this movement affects your lower back. And keep your head in a neutral position. And upon exhale, as you lower your arms, notice how the curvature of your spinal curves potentially change. With your final repetition, exhale, breath, lower your arms down, then shift and lift your legs up, bend your knees, and continue here with your knees bent. Once again, we'll just begin to move the arms combined with the breath. Inhale, reach and extend your arms all the way up overhead. Exhale, slowly shift and lower your arms down by your side. Practicing this for another 6 to 10 rounds. And noticing now with your legs lifted and your knees bent how your spine feels on your mat as you reach your arms up and lower your arms down. Notice the subtle shifts primarily through your lumbar spine. And if you need to reduce for any reason, if you start to feel any kind of uncomfortable sensations, then just lift your arms all the way up overhead. Go to the distance there that feels good, and it may just mean lifting your arms up to the ceiling, pausing there, and then lowering your arms down by your side. And after your final round, pausing here, continuing with your feet lifted, knees bent, and arms down by your side. And now as you inhale, extend your legs straight up to the ceiling as you reach and extend your arms all the way up overhead. And as you exhale, lower your arms down and bend your knees. So the arms and your legs begin to move in unison, combined with the breath. Inhale, legs extend straight up. Arms reach all the way up overhead. Exhale, breath, lower your arms and bend your knees. Repeating this sequence for 6 to 10 rounds. Important here that you keep your lower belly lifted and toned so you can support the extension through your legs as well as through your arms. Inhale, reach and extend your legs up towards the ceiling. Reach your arms all the way up overhead. Exhale, bend your knees, lower your arms. Pause here for a moment. Hug your legs into your chest and rock slowly side to side. Begin to slow down your rocking and ease over to either side. And we'll transition now to our bellies. And once you make your way onto your belly, resting here, your forehead as well as the tops of your feet down, and place the back of your hands on your sacrum, on the base of your spine. And take a moment here, just settling in, and return to your breath. And then we'll begin to move as you inhale, reach your arms out to the side and all the way forward as you lift your upper chest and your head. And with your exhale breath, begin to lower your arms, returning the back of your hands to your sacrum as you lower your upper chest and your forehead down. Inhale, arm sweep forward. And upper chest and head lift. Exhale, breath, arms lower, head and upper chest settle back down. And continue several rounds. And as you begin to move your arms and lift through your upper chest and head, keep actively pressing down through the tops of your feet. And continue here to become aware of the length through your tailbone and maintain that necessary lift and tone through your lower belly. And try to draw your lower belly, your abdomen, and your navel back towards your spine. And repeat this sequence as Bhujangasana, Cobra sequence for 6 to 10 rounds. Inhale, breath, arm sweep out to the side and forward, upper chest and head lift. Exhale, breath, arms lower, upper chest and forehead settle down. With your final round, pause here, resting your forehead down, and then shift and place your hands by your lower ribs. And elbows will be bent here. And as you inhale, push up to your knees. Take a moment here and then begin to open your knees a little wider. And with your exhale breath, rock your pelvis back to your heels, moving into child's pose, balasana. And you can either keep your arms extended out in front of you or rest your arms down by your side. Whatever feels better for your arms and your shoulders. And settle here with the emphasis of the weight of your pelvis continuing to move back towards your heels so you can release any unnecessary tension through your lower back. And if your forehead can't comfortably settle down to your mat, you can always use a towel or a blanket to rest your forehead upon. And close your eyes and return to your breath and begin to consciously direct your breath into your lower back. And breathe into that space directly below your lower ribs and above the back of your pelvis. Enjoy a couple additional breath cycles here. And then slowly shift and sit upright and swivel your legs out in front of you. And then ease back onto your back here, hugging your legs into your chest once again and rock it out a little bit side to side. And begin to slow down your rocking and prepare for corpse pose, Shavasana. Lower and extend one leg at a time. If you need a little extra support here, you can always roll up your towel or your blanket and place it behind the back of your knees. Nice way to support the lower back. Take care that your feet and your legs are wider than your hips. And as you rest your arms down by your side, turn your palms upward and shift your arms away from your torso. And close your eyes, inhale deeply through your nostrils and exhale slowly through your mouth. couple more times, inhaling through your nostrils and exhale through your mouth. And begin to relax your muscles. Let go of the practice. And settle into the support of the earth underneath you. I recommend being in Shavasana for at least 5 minutes. As you settle here, make sure that you're warm and comfortable, with your body perfectly still and relaxed. And bring your full attention to your breath, and settling into the warm and soothing rhythm with each inhale and exhale. Begin to deepen your breath. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. Slowly coming out of Shavasana. Bend one knee at a time, placing one foot at a time on your mat. Slowly ease to your right side and pause here for at least a few breaths in the fetal position. And guide yourself upright and come to sit in either a cross-legged position. And if that's too uncomfortable, you can always extend your legs out in front of you. As you settle in, close your eyes. Make an effort to sit up a little taller, becoming aware of the length and extension rising up through your spine. Begin to relax where you need to. We'll sit quietly for a moment so we can observe the results of our practice. Shift your attention and bring your palms together in front of your heart, Anjali Mudra, bowing to heart center, acknowledging your efforts, and may all beings everywhere benefit from our practice, and may all beings everywhere be happy and free from suffering. Namaste.